Thank you and good morning. Members of the City of Eureka's public safety agencies support Measure Q, the sales tax passed in 2011 that provides funding for police and fire services within the city. Members of the Humboldt Bay Fire Department and the Eureka Police Department will hold a rally on Tuesday at the fire station at the corner of Henderson and Ocean Streets to kick off the campaign to support the continuation of Measure Q. Funding from the measure has helped to stave off job cuts in both departments. It's paid for the purchase of modernized and needed emergency equipment and paid for a matching grant that allowed Humboldt Bay Fire to purchase a new ladder truck. The rally kicks off at noon as public safety personnel show their support for Measure Q. The fate of single-use plastic bags and their future in the state of California rests with Governor Jerry Brown. The state Senate approved Senate Bill 270 that will phase out the use of plastic bags at retailers and ban them altogether beginning in January of 2016. Supporters of the ban say that the ban will save cities and towns millions of dollars per year in recycling and cleanup costs, as well as cut back on the amount of solid waste in local landfills. The ban would affect grocery stores and pharmacies in January of 2015, followed by liquor and convenience stores beginning in 2016. Hoopa tribal officials announced on Friday that drinking water treated by the tribe's microfiltration system is safe to drink. Testing was done on the water following the discovery of blue-green algae in the Trinity River. Drinking water is completely safe and is safe for all other uses like bathing and laundry. The alert about algae in the river remains in place. Further tests on drinking water will be performed to ensure it's safe to drink. Humboldt State officials issued a statement regarding the arrest of former HSU lecturer and geography professor Christopher Haynes, saying that they are cooperating with the investigation. Haynes was arrested by sheriff's deputies after being contacted by the Department of Homeland Security, which reported that child pornography had been uploaded at an IP address associated with Haynes. The investigation began in early June after the uploads were reported by the server company. Homeland Security notified the sheriff's office, and Haynes was contacted and arrested on Friday. His computers and other devices were secured as well, and Haynes was booked into county jail. The sheriff's office, along with other local and state agencies, had a busy week pulling up marijuana plants, and it was capped off by an operation that targeted grow sites in the Blocksburg area at the end of the week. Deputies and members of the Campaign Against Marijuana Planning served two search warrants at two properties and confiscated more than 4,000 growing marijuana plants. Deputies also found evidence of marijuana sales and 6 pounds of processed bud. Environmental charges will be sought as well due to the use of chemicals as well as illegal logging and grading. Deputies arrested 3 men, Stephen Anderson of Ukiah, along with Ukrainian nationals Viktor Kulikovsky and Roman Kozlenko. All 3 men were booked into county jail. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. 8 local law enforcement agencies, along with the CHP, have been focused on an anti-DUI campaign leading into the Labor Day weekend. As of Sunday night, 55 drivers had been arrested countywide on suspicion of driving under the influence, a number that is down from a year ago when 67 drivers had been arrested over the same time period. The enforcement period will run through midnight tonight and is focused on removing dangerous and impaired drivers from local roadways. Time now for our community news. In this month's Our Community News, we turn the focus to the impact that breweries and wineries have on the economic life of the cities and towns along the northern coast of California and the Wild Rivers coast of southern Oregon. If you like beer, Humboldt County is a good place to be. There are 6 breweries, plenty of beer tasting featuring a wide range of brews from our region and surrounding areas to choose from. There's enough diversity in those products to satisfy the keenest of beer palates. Local breweries are part of the larger nationwide explosion of microbreweries that have cropped up across the country. Microbrews and breweries will never come close to the volume and sales of corporate giants, but they don't have to, and local brewers aren't out to replace major brands. The craft brewing industry in California is estimated at $3 billion per year, and California microbreweries account for 1 out of every 5 craft beers sold in the country. Those numbers are driven by a popular and a local product that has an immense economic impact in our communities. And that's the news on this Labor Day morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.